This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Rise Scotty's Morning Show with Matt Man.
My mom would say, "Oh, Matthew, why'd you do that? Feel, say something to him." He'd just look at me and roll his eyes like the Undertaker and go, "Oh, Matthew."
Paige.
Just like the good book says, better late than pregnant. Oh, wait, that's from the Golden Girls.
And Fat Boy.
When a guy says a girl's going to be a heartbreaker, we know what that means. He can't wait till she's 22 and gets an OnlyFans because she needs money.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rep blocks all day.
1-800-774-0093. Call or text, either one. Fat Boy, You've talked to these people. Not that any's better than the other one, but they are. Which one is the best call we should go to first?
Let's go with Brent. He's got a situation with his mother.
Mm. Oh, Lord. Hey, Brent. Brent or Brett?
Hi, guys.
Sorry. Hey, Brent. Brent.
Hi, guys.
With an N. Hey, Brent. What's up?
Well, kind of situation, I was like thinking about this, and my mom, I mentioned to me about 6 months ago that her old boyfriend reached out to her, and I didn't think anything of it at first, but then she kept kind of bringing it up, and the thing was...
Your mom's still married to your dad?
No. He's been out of the picture for a long time.
Okay,
so,
all right.
And so it was just kind of like, you know, my mom's been single for a long time. And so when she brings these things up, I don't really get in those conversations with her at all. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, I asked her about it, and I just bring it up again because she kept bringing it up. And, I vaguely remember this old boyfriend was, he's in, serious stuff that, she kind of purposely didn't go into with me about.
He's your dad.
He's kind of a bad guy, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And
what do you mean? He mistreated her? Or just what?
No, he wasn't he was just his profession. I don't know what he did.
Oh.
But he was just not a real good dude. And I don't know how what he did for money, but it wasn't, I don't think it was legal because I kind of got serious because I was like, is this the guy who I'm pretty sure, your ex-boyfriend was in prison, right? And so, it's the guy who was reaching out to my mom, and he has been in there for a few years. So, it was really weird because I just didn't want to tell her, right then and there, what I was thinking because...
Yeah, but how would he reach out to her to start?
That was kind of what I didn't know, but I'm assuming it was, I guess he's in jail. He's been writing her letters. He reached back out to her, and my mom keeps kind of bringing it up.
Oh, he's in right now still.
He's a convicted felon.
He's in now.
Oh, okay.
Good Lord, that's that's probably for...
Oh, well.
I'd Ask him off the air, Fat Boy, what it was.
Yeah, I want to know.
Well, why?
I mean,
why is he in prison jail? I mean, that's a long time.
Yeah. 5 years. That's a good chunk.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like long, like ever since before your dad was in.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't explain that. They broke up for a while. She then just reached out to me and was telling me about this. My mom was kind of like.
Oh, okay. Because at first I thought she was just trying to float the idea of her dating again. Like, what do you think about this? You know?
I'm surprised she told him.
That's why I think she was doing it, because she's like, I haven't dated anyone, and this is my son, and it's going to be weird with another man that's not his dad.
Hey, Bren, I'm dating a prisoner. Okay, have a good day.
How did she meet this person?
They lived kind of close to each other, and I don't know how they knew each other. I remember this guy just kind of being a bad dude, not good.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I have so many questions. Do you know why he's in prison? I was kind of beating around the bush on that, but do you know why?
You know, I think it's something to do with, like, theft. I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
Like, I think he, I don't know if he, like, stole someone's money or something like that, but it's something to do in terms of that.
Mm. Yeah,
I didn't look it up. I didn't look it up, and I don't really know. I kind of try to avoid the question, like, to kind of get into it with my mom, because I feel like the more I talk about it with her, literally the more she's going to be like telling me that she wants to date this guy again or something, and I can't have that.
Yeah, because his character is bad.
Oh, no.
Does she watch a lot of the like most women, a lot of the you know, murder mystery shows, the things about
like Dateline and Forensic Files and NCIS.
Yeah,
because they've really done a weird thing with making vicious killers kind of romantic toward women in a weird kind of way. It's weird.
Yeah,
it's like it's a horror. Remember Harlequin novels? It's like a horror Harlequin novel. Say it. Say it. You can't.
Horror
Harlequin.
I can't even either.
Horror Harlequin.
Horror.
Look.
Harlequin.
Harlequin novel.
I had to make sure I slowed down enough the other day to say Black Hawk Helicopter.
I have to do the same thing when I say Motor City Machine Guns. Because I'm going to say the S word with a Y on the end. Your mom, is she, dude, I can't tell you how many texts are asking the same thing. How is she sending him money?
Oh.
They can put money on the cards, and they don't have to send them cash. They can put money on their things.
For the commissary.
You know, that's a good point. I don't know.
I would ask.
I got to figure out a way. I think I'm just going to. What I'm trying to do is figure out a way to stop this. And so, like, my thought is to, like, end this now, because you're right. Maybe he is getting money from my mom. And I don't. If that's the case, I just got to figure out a way to confront him or stop this immediately.
Do you have issues with the fact of why he's in there or that he's just in there, period?
Well, kind of, for me, it's more like semantics, right? It's like, I don't know. Like, it doesn't matter. The dude's in prison for 5 years. And he wants
to
talk to my mom.
Yeah.
You know?
I like the way you say mom. Paige, what were you going
to
ask?
Well, I mean, I was thinking about how women are attracted to bad guys. I am with bad guys, but not that bad of guys. And I remember with the whole Night Stalker thing and Richard Ramirez and how so many women were attracted to him, and they would write letters.
Yeah.
They would, you know, call.
Ted Bundy,
let
too.
Him call
Paige
them.
Wants a threesome with the Menendez brothers.
One's bald.
Now, that was interesting because I was interested in what the cousin was saying about the father, that it goes back to the family. That there's always a reason why people do things, so you've got to get to the root of it.
Yeah.
Now, Richard Ramirez did some horrible things to people, and I can't see that people would ever trust being in the same room with him.
I think what Fat Boy's saying, and I ponder this as well, like, I mean, it depends on what he stole. Like, if he robbed a bank at, like, gunpoint or something, like, that's one thing. But, like, if he
I feel like if he's doing 5 years, it's something that
cooking some books or something.
Yeah, it's not inconsequential, but something not overly serious. Yeah. Like, yeah. You know?
It's not like insider trading where people made a bad decision. To me, that could be forgiven if, you know,
hard times make you cook the books, baby.
Yeah, if somebody, you know, we've been doing it forever, and then I just got caught. But
yeah, I just think, like, if this is the first guy your mom's, like, you know, kind of at least acknowledged in your presence, like, is it? I mean, I'm not saying you don't want to see your mom happy. So if this guy was just an old boyfriend that was not in jail, let's say he did, he served time, but he was out now. Is it the fact that he's sitting in there now? That's the big get over, right?
I mean, the big thing is that I think he's a bad guy and he wants to date my mom. You know, like, I don't
find out what exactly.
I
want to
know
is.
Exactly, because if it's fraud, like identity fraud, or he's stealing things or drugs or anything, you just kind of want to know what his character's like.
I know the .gov to go to if you can get me a social.
Do you feel like you would have more influence over your mom? I feel like if you went to confront this guy, he's probably going to try to come at her harder. Just out of spite.
And if you complain about her and you keep talking how bad he is, you're going to make him more attractive to her.
That's weird that that's the way the female psyche works.
No, it's just you gotta just do your research.
I don't want a bad girl. I don't want a bad girl.
What does that mean, though?
It's like a girl who's been arrested a bunch and all that, or like it's been in knife fights and stuff.
She got boob tattoos.
I don't know.
Don't generalize that, boy.
Not maybe the claw marks like Mary J. Blige had.
Prison tears, that's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Bad girl's got the booby tattoos.
I mean, that's the thing. I don't want to get my mom to want to talk to this guy. I want to somehow end this thing kind of naturally. Well, I was thinking maybe like steal, like go through her mail. I know it'd be really hard to do, like to actually physically grab the mail before she even can read the thing. If this guy continues to reach out, because it sounds like he's doing it quite often. The other thing is like what you said, like just confront him. Like I gotta find a way to get this guy and tell him straight up.
Find out that she started talking to him. He's like, dude, don't attack me. She started writing me.
And
like,
maybe he's love bombing her and saying, oh, when I get out of here, I swear things will change. I'll be Mr. Charming and we'll live happily ever after.
Dude, this could work.
Why'd you have to say bombing, though? Now it's not going to be monetized on YouTube.
Dude, if you take the mail, she's going to think that he forgot about it or lost interest. They lose interest in each other and it just goes away.
Or you...
Like, it could work.
I was going to say.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, that way it kind of kills it all, and they just don't think that they're talking to each other anymore. And it's not on, like, anything. Like, I have to confront this guy or even confront my mom.
Because
I'm afraid that if I do, you're right. Like, if I confront my mom, she'll just kind of say, like, well, you don't understand or something. And I really, you know, we like each other.
Are you just jealous? Something like it. You still live with your mom? Serious question.
No, I don't. I really don't.
I was going to say, like, you're going to beat beat a woman. Beat her to the mailbox, but you don't live there. I was like, that would be quite
difficult. No, I don't even live there.
Yeah, okay.
Dude, the only other option is you get locked up with him and you stick him with a shiv.
You could do that.
I mean, that's the only
thing. Commit a small crime, get in there.
Yeah.
Make him drop the soap, grudge him, and then escape.
Or get, you know. Put a fake letter in there and break up.
I think it's nice you care. I mean, I think it's really nice. No, I do.
I know,
because
that's what you're saying.
Most people be like, thank God she won't be at my butt all the time.
A prisoner. I mean,
is there any way that you can cut communication off and tell the prison to have them stop calling her and block the number?
Not if she does. She's got to say it, I think. I don't think he can do it on her behalf. Write him back and say, dude, she's senile. She doesn't know what she's saying.
Yeah, go to a judge.
No, I'm just joking.
Or say it was really you the whole time.
Well, no, I mean,
put
you're
on
talking
a gray wig and put on some leggings.
We're giving bad advice.
Very bad advice. I would first off find out what it is that he did exactly. That's okay that you know that. It's public info. And then if it's really, really bad, I think you talk to your mom either way, because your mom's going to appreciate your concern. That could be another way she's psyching you. Is like, I'm telling him I'm talking to this guy, and
cry
he's
for help.
In prison. It's a cry for help. I need you to help me find a man or whatever.
But,
I don't know.
But you don't know the situation. Maybe he found the Lord. Maybe he's a better person, and he's learning from prison, and he could be a good citizen. We don't know.
That's true, Paige. Yeah, okay.
I just don't trust it. And now that you guys mentioned that, too, that, like, maybe my mom is sending this guy money or something in prison. Now, like, gift cards or something.
Yep.
Now that's floating in my mind. That could be real, too. So
add to their money.
I really feel like I got to do something pretty soon about this.
Brent, one last time. Try it. Horror Harlequin novels. It's tough, man.
Nice, you tried.
Hey, say hello to your mom for us, okay? All right, Brent. All right, thank you, sir.
She's going to send part of your inheritance to a guy in prison.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, Anonymous always goes first. We'll go to Anonymous and then get everybody else on. Anonymous, good morning.
Good morning.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
female Anonymous, good morning to you.
I'm listening to the guy talk about his mom dating this prisoner, talking to this prisoner, whatever. Mm-hmm. I myself was engaged to one, and I heard you say something about bad girls. I used to be one of those bad girls, hence the Anonymous.
Do you have breast tattoos?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I do.
That's a go-to, man. I mean, it is certainly.
I do.
Yeah.
I love
it's,
you.
It's a thing, for sure.
I do. It's fitting, along with about 13, 14 others. But we won't get into that right now. Let's talk about this prisoner thing.
Gotcha.
So, all right. I was engaged to one before he went to prison, right? Yeah. But I also had friends that were male that ended up being in prison as well. And if she is sending him money, then it's probably a scam.
Yeah.
He's probably got 10, 15, 20 other women that he's also talking to and getting money from. That's their little thing. That's how they get their commissary in prison.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But the one that said, and it was just a text, so who knows, maybe it was supposed to say $56, but the person texted in that their parent had sent $5,600 to a prisoner. Would their cards allow that much to go on there? Or maybe that was over time, I guess.
Well, see, they send Cash App. You can send money to a prison through Cash App. They get people that's out on the street. You know, and like girlfriends, friends, whatever, and they send it to their Cash App, and then these people will go and send it to somebody in prison on there. They have Cash App cards. They have access to phones. I mean, they live better than we do for the most part.
Jesus.
You know, they get three meals and they get somewhere to sleep, and they're making money.
We need to stop that.
So if you say that, you know, he's possibly running a scam, were you doing that on the opposite side to the guys you knew? Or?
That's a good question.
No. I had the inside information because I knew these guys.
Her old man was there. She's just a bad bitch.
I'm sorry?
Right? Is it okay to call you a bad bitch? Former.
Go ahead, yes.
Well, you're saying...
I take that as a compliment.
Yeah.
I don't know what she was into.
Keep going with yourself.
CEO. But you were saying that as the example of your man was in there, and he probably told you the tools of the trade and things, way things happened.
Well, yeah, he did, and others. I had friends that was in there also, and they would be like, you know, I'm going to have this chick Cash App you $50, and you send it to me and put it on my commissary or whatever.
I bet you they're money laundering like hell, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Oh yeah, I mean they're running scams, and another thing that stood out to me was he's talking about going to the mailbox and cutting off her mail. That's not going to do any good because they have phones, they have email, they have not necessarily email, but yeah, they can get messages, they can get texts, they can video call, they have tablets in
prison.
That's
also a felony too, stealing somebody's mail, so he could end up in there with him.
Yeah, so, that's a great point.
Yeah, that's true too. But he's not going to be able to stop communication because they can text. They've got these tablets,
that's
prison issued. And if he really wants to find out what he's in there for, all he's got to do is go to SCDOC, South Carolina Department of Corrections website, type in his first and last name, and bam, it's going to show everything. It's going to show what prison he's in. Huh. Oh, the whole nine yards. So,
your dude probably knew more when he came out than he did when he went in.
Well, that wasn't his first go around being in prison.
Yeah,
but I still have people that I know that's in prison, and I know how they operate. I know how they go. I know how they do. They find these women. How they find them, I don't know. Friends of friends of friends.
Yeah,
and then they sweet talk them, and they're like, oh, can you send me $10? But he's probably got 10 or 15 others that he's doing the same thing. Because what have they got other than they've got nothing but time to do this, 24 hours a day.
That is crazy. Now, let me ask you this. How long was your guy in there, like this, the last go-around? Like, multi-years?
He's been there four and a half years.
Did you seek the service of a woman while he was in?
Oh. Think of it. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, we communicated about the first 2 years, and then after that, I just cut it off. Because
you did?
I took my life in a totally different direction.
That's what I was referring
totally
to.
Totally better.
All right.
Wow, yes. Wait. You had to tell him that? Like, look, we're done. Like cold turkey, this is over.
Well, it was kind of a mutual thing. He was like, our life's going in two different lives are going in two different directions, and
well,
I don't think
really?
It's going to work out.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And clearly, they're going in two different directions. You're in prison, and I'm trying to make my life better. So, yeah,
there you go.
Clearly. So, I wasn't going to put up a fight for it, but
I have one last question for you, and if you don't want to answer this, it's totally fine. You are anonymous, so what are the tattoos upon your breasts?
Most. What are the tattoos that above on the top?
Are they Clemson Tiger Pulse?
I bet it's a heart.
Oh, my God. It used to be two hearts.
Nailed it.
Yes! What is going on?
Hearts, and then I covered it up with a tiger pulse.
What? What?
Oh my daddy's grave. This is not a setup. This is not any kind of.
Are you looking at me right now?
No.
He's getting all
this
hot.
This is just like we've done this for a while, and there's like a
wow.
We always get this vibes on things. I swear to the Lord Jesus, this is not arranged.
No. Nope.
That was all, my gosh. Boy, we good
at that.
Yeah,
that just blows my mind a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
36 wow. Double D. 36 Double D.
They might be by now.
I'm playing the lottery today.
I gained about 75 pounds. All right.
Chill out.
Hang on, Mel.
You go, girl.
Have a good morning, Anonymous. That was some.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Skip lunch today, maybe.
Listen
that was some insight right there.
Woo.
Thank you.
Thank you more.
God. Oh my gosh,
man.
What do you say?
Bad boy.
What do you do?
We know how to stereotype people, I think, is what we can say with that.
We have to bring that back. That's, we were better than we thought, evidently.
I mean, for real. Like,
I mean, that was uncanny that you were just spot on.
So I was the old heart, the guy in jail, I guess, she covered up with a tiger paw.
But like, the fact that his life was changing directions kind of made me think, like, hang on now. Is he giving in?
It sounded like he kind of broke it with her in a sense, because he's like, my life, and she's like, yeah, I'm going in a different direction. So I'm thinking he started going in the shower with dudes.
How would you feel? That's like the ultimate rejection of someone from prison and said it's not working out. I find
don't
someone
make her feel
else.
Bad.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It is an honor, an absolute freaking honor.
Privilege.
To talk to the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, Brett the Hitman Hart. Good morning, sir.
Nice to talk to you guys.
I mean, really, I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge fan. And I'll tell you a funny thing is I was thinking about this interview a lot yesterday, and I'll do that without the use of a computer. I'll just sit there with a pen and a piece of paper, and I started writing down all these questions. And I had to look at it from two different ways here, Brett. I had to look at it from my point of view and that of our listeners. And there's stuff that I would ask you that our listeners might not even know what I was talking about. But I also didn't want to sit there and just say, hey, you know, you're this I didn't want to Chris Farley it. I didn't want to say, oh, you're this legend. But I do, before we get into the heart of all this thing, I want to thank you what you've done for professional wrestling and, you know, to the industry itself, an industry that, oddly enough, I don't think gives you your just due still at this point, but thank you, though. I want to get that out of the way. Thank you so much for putting your body on the line all those years.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I take a lot of pride in what I did and how well I did it.
Prior to you lacing up the boots in 78, I believe, 1978, who would you say was the premier, the greatest champion of that era prior to you starting? So let's say pre-78. Who was the greatest? Because, you know, there's the various Mount Rushmores, but when it talks about the golden age, who would you say that would be?
You know, it's a little bit hard to answer because it's all sort of, it was what territories you were familiar with. You know, like I wasn't really that familiar. I'd never watched Ric Flair, for example, in my life, so I never knew anything about him.
Right.
Other than seeing pictures of him and sort of hearing how what a great wrestler he was becoming, mm-hmm. and that. I think he was champion like in those around those days for me. So,
yeah.
I mean, he was somebody that I knew about, but I never watched him. Mm-hmm. And same with Ricky Steamboat. I mean, I saw pictures of him, but I never watched him. I never got to see him. He wasn't on TV or anything for me. So it's more the guys I would name are guys that might not rate, you know, to you who you didn't see. But I remember, for example, Antonio Inoki was a great wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
Fujinami was another guy. Tatsumi Fujinami over in Japan was
right. We're huge
really
marks.
Good.
Yeah, we really know.
The guys. I was thinking more, I guess, along the lines of, like, you know, Luthez and like those kinds of names, you know, right before the 70s, you know, the Buddy Rogers of the world, stuff like that.
The guy that comes to mind, and because somebody did ask me this question yesterday about the guy I'm going to talk about, but Nick Bockwinkel from the AWA up in Minneapolis was as good a wrestler as there ever was. I mean, there was, I don't think anybody, you take all the classic champions like Dory Funk and Terry Funk and Hardy Race, and there was nobody, none of those guys were better than Nick Bockwinkel.
Right.
God, Vern had a lot of good guys up there. He might have had a stacked roster of anybody over the years.
Yeah. But it's hard to say. I grew up with a guy named Archie the Stomper Gooley, who was a big villain in my dad's territory. But he was, to me, he was one of the greatest wrestlers that ever put on a pair of boots. He was such a great villain and such a great worker.
Yeah.
But a lot of guys I know never rated him at all. So it's like... it depends on who, you know, what era and what, you know.
But even, you know, like, I was just going to say, mention Fatboy mentioning AWA, like with Stampede, with your father's promotion. I mean, let's talk, not just you, let's talk about Owen. God love him. God bless him. Loved your brother, dude.
Yeah.
Pit Bulls, a guy that a lot of people probably don't know the name of, a guy, Leo Burke. All these guys came out of Stampede. I mean, what was the big difference maker? What was your dad doing differently than everyone else was?
Well, you know, it's all sort of, you know, it's what you do, whatever you can at the time kind of thing. But my dad really did the first Monday Night Raw kind of wrestling. Like, he did a live TV show that was taped. But it was live Friday night, and it aired Saturday morning, right. So there was really any editing or anything, but it was put together, and it was live with sort of, you know, interviews that were done between matches,
right?
And if you really kind of scale it back, that's really what Vince McMahon did with Monday Night Raw. He took 90 minutes of live wrestling with interspersed with promos and whatnot. But really, so I could say my dad was the pioneer. He didn't do the studio wrestling, which is what so many places. I think probably you guys watch a lot of studio wrestling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In the Omni in Atlanta.
Yep.
Yeah. The Crockett.
Three or four beats and, you know, a bunch of fans that that aren't real, you know, connoisseurs of wrestling. I don't think. I never watched. I think what my dad tried to do was better. Like, I liked. Like, when I watched wrestling back today and I watch a match of mine with Leo Burke or somebody in Stampede Wrestling, it's it comes across more real, you know. It's like, and compared to studio wrestling that I never really did studio wrestling except for places that I worked every now and then, but it was never the same. It was kind of like a cheap way to do wrestling, and I just don't think it
gave the more character development too with all those interviews and backstage stuff. I mean, it gave the excellent.
You know, this leads perfectly into my question, Brett, because if you watch the first couple years of Raw, your parents were featured, you know, in some angles here or there. But I felt personally Lawler really kind of ripped into your parents. I know it's a part of the show, but were you ever comfortable with the way your parents were used on the show? Did it bother you any?
Especially your mom.
Yeah, that was brutal, man.
You know, it was a funny thing. I'll tell you a funny story. Is that Lawler was talking about my mom and my dad and Stu putting his teeth in backwards, or, you know, I can't remember what it was. He was having a lot of fun saying stuff about my dad. And it was my brother Owen that came up to me and said, he's going too strong. And I don't like it. And he went to.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, he just.
He was upset about it. And I was like, you know, I'll wait till I get home. Like, you know, we'll talk to my mom and dad and see how they are with all this stuff. And we came up to the house. Owen and I both met up at my dad's house. I think Owen might even been a heel then. You know, we weren't necessarily friends yet. Like, we had to be careful when we went up to the Hart house. We always kayfabe. And
even at home,
thank God.
Even at home, yeah, there was a lot of the biggest marks in the world are in my house. That's my dad's house.
That's awesome.
But anyway, so we would sneak in and then go meet upstairs and talk to my mom and dad. And we went into my mom and dad's office, and they were in tears laughing about Jerry Lawler.
Oh, good.
They were so, my mom was like, oh, that Jerry Lawler. And she was like, and they were having so much fun with it. I remember I looked at Owen and I kind of shrugged my shoulders, and he looked at me and he was like, he was stunned. And his Owen was real worked up about it. And, it was like, I'm so glad I didn't say anything, because we could tell from just the way they reacted that they were actually having more fun with it than anyone.
Oh, so, yeah.
I thought Stu could handle it, but when you talk about mom, you get into a certain territory, you know, where it's just too much.
Well, he said something about my dad, you know, having a heart attack or something like that. That was what got Owen mad. It's like, what if he did have a heart attack?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm like, well, I don't know. What if he didn't? You know, like, you know, it's like
they loved it.
It was in the end, it was like we both realized how much my mom and dad really had fun with it. And
yeah.
Then they weren't worked up about it at all.
You mentioned a moment ago that you had never seen Ric Flair actually wrestle. When you were transitioning into tagging with the Anvil, did you, I know there was magazines and very, very early tape trading, but did you ever get to see like the Rock and Roll Express or the Midnight Express or any of those tag teams in the old Crockett days? Did you ever get to see that?
You know, every once in a while you'd wrestle somewhere where they would come on TV and you could see it. But it was usually like Ric Flair. To be really honest, I never saw him. Like, I'd see him on TV on a Saturday when I was packing my stuff up and getting ready to go to the airport or something.
Yeah.
But I'd look and I'd see him on TV, but he was never wrestling. He was always cutting a promo or building into, or they showed a highlight of his match or something, but I never got to really watch him.
Mm-hmm.
And same with the Midnight Express. You know, I got to see different times, different matches with different guys, but I don't know that I ever saw their best stuff. I don't know. I don't really know what I watched. I have an idea of what they were like and how, but I never really got to have someone say, here, this is, these are the best five matches they ever had, in my opinion.
Right.
I mean, like, you really got to watch these. You know, like, I wish I could. I would love to sit down and watch.
Right.
Some real, I've always heard really, really good things about them. So they're certainly respected far and wide. So,
Stu didn't ever have scaffold matches up there in Canada.
Yeah.
Like, would you have done? So. Yeah, right.
Not
like,
in the basement. Not, wow. The ceiling a little too low.
Yeah.
The ladder match was, and cage match were regulars in Stampede Wrestling.
Right, but, yeah. But scaffold, yeah. My Lord.
You know, Brett, your history with Vince McMahon is legendary. It goes without saying. I think it's fair to say maybe hot and cold over the years. Do you ever foresee a future where Vince is back in the wrestling business, or is it just, is it over?
Only if he buys another business. You know, he's got enough money. I heard something about him and Hulk Hogan might open up some kind of wrestling company or something. But, but I mean, I don't have a lot of faith in that matchup.
Do you think the business...
I mean, Vince had a great mind. I don't know, like, from what I gather, talking to young wrestlers that are in WWE today, that that Vince became a big obstacle to getting things done at the end. He became almost too much of a tyrant, or, you know, he seemed to be unhappy with everything everybody was doing, and so would scrub ideas midway through the show.
Yeah.
I had a lot of people tell me that since the day he left, it's been tranquil and business has been better, and everyone has a better attitude. So, I mean, Vince may have just burned himself out after a while. You know, how many ideas can a guy come up with in wrestling line storylines and stuff?
I could see that. What did you do when you heard that? Was there one of those Bret Hart smiles? I mean, what was literally going through your mind when you heard that?
Well, I, you know, immediately thought, and I still do, that I should draw it all on a blackboard drawing.
You're a great artist, by the way. You are. You're a great artist.
I would love to draw some of that for the wrestlers in the dressing room.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would draw that on the blackboard, and it would just be so, so, everything that happened. John Laurinaitis and just the fades that they were doing with that poor girl.
Yeah,
Shame on all of them. I mean, that's just terrible. Yeah. I don't know. I've always been, you know, I've had ups and downs with Vince McMahon, and in a lot of ways, I have a lot of respect for him. But at the same time, I find what happened there inexcusable, and just there's no place for that. Yeah. I think Vince McMahon became a predator, and used wrestling as his backdrop for all of his sort of evil. And this tells me that, you know, too much money can turn you into a bad person.
It's true. You can have money can buy everything, but power, and that's the thing that a lot of people like that seek, is that power and that, you know, domineering kind of style. Bret Hart, such a freaking honor to talk to you, sir. I want to again say I loved your brother. I can't imagine. I just want to say from my heart, like, I appreciate you being as open talking about all that stuff as you have been over the years.
Well, I miss my brother Owen too, and I feel that his legacy's never waned. People have remembered him, and will always remember him. So. Yeah.
Yes, Brett, Hitman Hart, God bless you, sir.
Legend. Well,
thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. You guys take care. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.